bars. Check this, wreck this, I'm real reckless. Looking real good, you know what the flex is. Pull that thing out, hit you in the mouth with it. That's right, I ain't bullshitting. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. All up in here, glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some great game, ladies and gentlemen. I might even take some calls. I don't know. It depends on my mood. But we're going to have a deep conversation on today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a real quick commercial break, family, before we go anywhere with this. And we will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't move a muscle.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Yo, cupcake season is right around the corner, family, and you need to get your fragrance game all up in order. So you need to check out ashkicking.com. That's a black-owned business that sells all-natural health and beauty products, and it also has fragrance products. You can get beauty products such as body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, unique incense burners, incense sticks, scented candles, and so much more. So again, you need to check out ashkicking, that's K-I-C-K-I-N, .com. Yo, all my comic book heads out there, you need to check this out. Check out Brand Comics. That's a hit supernatural comic book brought to you by Antonio Bryce and Image Comics artist Kanan White. This comic book has raised almost $50,000 on Indiegogo already. In the storyline, you have to follow the heroes David and Dawn Craven as they try to stop Lionel Solomon and the mysterious group known as the Covenant from taking over the world. Find Brand in the comic section on Indiegogo or visit ikaripress.com to go directly to the page. That's ikaripress.com. What's up, family? If you're looking to support a black-owned business, check out acandle.com. Now, Acandle is a black-owned search engine that focuses on us, and that's spelled A-K-A-N-D-L-E.com. So before you visit any other search engine, visit Acandle because Acandle.com represents us. So that, again, is Acandle.com, A-K-A-N-D-L-E.com. Download the new album by hip-hop artist Alpha Leo. The album is entitled The Greatest, and it's available on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. You can get it right now. Alpha Leo actually ran for president in 2016, stomping for reparations, and he's going to be running again in 2020. So get the Alpha Leo's album, The Greatest, right now, iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines. Now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Get ready, Atlanta and surrounding areas. Get ready, Atlanta and surrounding areas. King Flex Entertainment proudly presents Miss Slide Live in Concert. Coming to the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Saturday, December 22nd, 2018, 7:30 p.m. Is bringing the funk party to Atlanta, performing songs from their critically acclaimed album, Egyptian Musk. Also performing, special guest, the APX. Atlanta, don't miss the fun party. Concert event of the year. Get your tickets this evening, Slide, live in concert. With special guest, the APX, at Ticketmaster.com. For more information, go to MinkSlide.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of game, Tariq Elite on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Shonda. Because you're a hoe.
Yo, we're back. Welcome to Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Ready to chop up game bright and early. Shout out to everybody in the room. I hope you guys got your tickets to join us in Atlanta for the Mink Slide concert slash party. We're going to have a very good time in Atlanta, December 22nd, making it do what it do. So you guys get your tickets at MinkSlide.com. I'm thinking about streaming it live, too, because a lot of my folks from the UK and other parts of the world, they're really hitting me up. They want to see it, but they can't get over here. So my UK folks and my people all around the world, they want to see it. They're really, really hitting me up. I'm thinking about streaming it live as we perform down in Atlanta. Some of my tech people, hit me up and let us know what would be the best way to do that. I want some of my tech people to hit me up. Email me. Y'all know my email. info@TariqElite.com if you don't have it. info@TariqElite.com. But I might stream it and like do a pay-per-view stream, a pay-per-view live stream. Because this is a special thing. This is one of our rare performances. We're not going to be doing this on a regular basis. So, you know, because I got movies to make. So this is going to be a rare thing. So if you can't make it to the venue, which you should, you know, we're going to do a pay-per-view possibly. And the pay-per-view is going to be more than the live shit, by the way. But we're thinking about doing that. So all my people hit me up, my tech people, to let us know how to make that pop off like it should. What else is happening out here? Again, shout out to everybody who's getting those Malema shirts at HiddenColorsFilm.com. These Malema shirts are flying off of our shelves at the office. And you can get yours at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Shout out to Julius Malema and the brothers and sisters in South Africa standing tall against white supremacy. And from what I understand, they are getting the land back as we speak. From what I understand, they've retrieved many acreages of some of that farmland already. So they're making moves out there in South Africa, as they should. So we're letting them know that we support them. We support their fight. We support their struggle. We support them making sure that there's justice there. We stand with them in their efforts of replacing the system of white supremacy with a system of justice. Those are our brothers and sisters, and we stand strong with them. So anyway, what else is happening out here in the streets? Y'all know out there in New York, in Brooklyn, we've been on that DA out there, Eric Gonzalez. We've been on his ass about bringing charges against this woman, a suspected white supremacist named Teresa Klein. And the story has gone viral. You guys have already seen it, I assume, where this suspected white supremacist female was in a store in Brooklyn. And a little black child, I think he was 9 years old. I think the little boy's Jeremiah, I think that's his name. He brushed up against this woman and she said she got sexually assaulted, called the police. She started talking about she's a cop. So she was doing all types of stuff. It went viral. She's apologized and all this stuff. And people are trying to put pressure. We're putting a lot of pressure on Eric Gonzalez to file charges. And he's doing a lot of ass dragging. He sent another one of his Negroes out there, the Adams guy. He's out there nigga-splaining. They're doing everything but bringing charges. We're not trying to hear lip service. We want charges. family. We're going to have to stop these politicians from coming around us with babble and bringing their puppets around with the nigga splaining. If they are not going to levy charges against suspected white supremacists who harm us or who try to do harm to our children, they are playing games with us. They're mocking us. We're going to have to get these folks out of office. Eric Gonzalez, the way you have dragged your ass out there in Brooklyn, you've disrespected the black folks of Brooklyn. You are not protecting the black men and women and children of Brooklyn. It's time for you to get the hell on out the paint. And we are going to remember this when election time comes. We were looking for a recall election, but they don't have that in Brooklyn. If they had a recall process, I would have been on a plane out there leading the damn recall charge. But he's going to have to get on about the pain. You understand? And what's interesting, they did a press conference meeting rally with the young little boy. And the first thing they asked that boy, do you forgive her? They put that camera in his face and start talking about, does he forgive her? See, that's that game they play with us all the time. Let me play a clip of that. Let me find that clip and play it real quickly. All right, this is the little boy being asked if he forgives that woman. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Hold on. Let me turn my Mackin music down for 1 second so y'all can hear it. Hold on. This is the little boy.
Do you forgive this woman? How do you feel about her?
I don't forgive this woman at all. I think she was crazy. I think she had something going on with her. I think she had a special ill. Well, and she needs help, and she really needs help for that.
My man, shout out to little Jeremiah. Shout out to that young warrior. We got to protect our young warriors at all cost. From what I understand, that little boy is a straight A student. You protect that little boy at all fucking costs. They like to get our best and brightest and intimidate them, make them into a coon, or make them moist. That's one of our best and brightest. We protect that little boy at all costs. That's one of our young warriors right there. We got to start grooming these young warriors. That boy got more heart and courage than some of these old fucking coons. You put a camera in their faces, they family get shot up. Well, Lord Jesus, I forgive everybody. Lord, they didn't mean it. See, that coon energy ain't got to him yet. And it ain't going to get to him. That's where we come in. We got to make sure that coon spirit don't get beaten into him. We got to protect these babies at all costs. Shit is getting real out here. A little boy is more about that life than some of these old decrepit coons who's out here buck dancing when somebody harms them. Just like that Negro out there, I think he's in Missouri where the white supremacist woman followed him all up into his apartment. Asking what apartment he's in. She's harassing him, threatening him. And that Negro got out here talking about, well, let's just leave her alone. All lives matter. I'm all about love. And that nigga on his page all booed up with white women. That nigga's booed the fuck up with white women. We got to protect these young warriors at all costs. Because, see, these white supremacists, this is war. They're waging war. This is ethnic cleansing these people are trying to do. And we got to keep our eyes, ears open. We got to be very cognizant of what's going on out here. And speaking of that Teresa Klein lady, we really need to keep an eye on her. Because she gives me the vibe that she was trying to be recruited into some white supremacist organization. Do y'all know the Proud Boys, for example? And I just posted a story on them. The New York Post, one of those newspapers, did a fluff piece on Gavin McInnes, who's a very dangerous white supremacist. Understand how there's no liberal, there's no conservative, all of them are one and the same. Gavin McInnes, he was a Brooklyn hipster at one point. He started Vice. We all know that. But Gavin was all up in Brooklyn. They were all up in there orchestrating, allegedly, some of this gentrification. And the Proud Boys, they go around the country starting civil disturbances, beating people up. As a matter of fact, people don't know, in order to get recruited into the Proud Boys, you have to get into a public altercation. That's one of the recruitments to get into the Proud Boys, which is a don't wait for a confession. The Proud Boys is a white supremacist organization. They're worse than the damn neo-Nazis and the skinheads. These guys are very, 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 very dangerous. And the fact that the media is coddling these guys and they get to go around the country beating people up on a regular basis with weapons and doing all types of illegal shit, and these dudes never get arrested. That's because they have their members who have infiltrated law enforcement. This is what makes them extra dangerous. They've not only infiltrated law enforcement, they've infiltrated the media. So law enforcement is going soft on them. The media is going soft on them. So the streets got to be on that ass. We got to have our eyes and ears open. And the fact that this woman, Teresa Klein, she's from Brooklyn. She was dressed like one of them with the boots and all that old stuff. Was her harassing those black children, was that a recruitment strategy? Was she trying to be recruited into the female version of the Proud Boys? They recruit females too. We got to look at it like that. Right after that whole situation, remember, in New York, right after that altercation with her harassing those black children, the Proud Boys had another little rally fight in Manhattan, from what I understand. They were beating people up, and the cops, they were beating people up right in front of the cops, and the cops didn't do nothing. Understand. Notice when the Proud Boys show up somewhere, or when they're about to show up, somebody gets attacked by a white supremacist. Remember, up in Oakland, when the Proud Boys were going to be up there in the Bay Area, the day before, that white supremacist stabbed those sisters in the neck. Y'all better look at the patterns. We got to keep our eyes open. And they're dressed in those boots and those, look at the clothes that they're wearing. All of these are recruitment strategies. Yeah, that white woman, Teresa Klein, is talking about she's a feminist, which is true. Those feminists are racist as fuck. The white feminism has always been based on anti-black male hatred. They can show their own hatred for black males. But understand these recruitment mechanisms and how the media protects these people, knowing their background. For example, the other day I was talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter, because we were talking about fake Native Americans and all that. And, you know, Dog the Bounty Hunter, he tries to pretend he's a Native American. Dog the Bounty Hunter, both his parents are German. He doesn't have one damn drop of Native American blood in him. His mama used to sell Indian cigarettes and shit, and she would dress as a Native American in order to sell her products. And then the whole family just took on this fake ass $5 Indian identity. He ain't got one goddamn drop of Native American in him. Not one. He's another faker, which most of these people, about like Claude Anderson said, about 90% of these people claim a Native American aren't Native American at all, because they were going in on Elizabeth Warren. But the thing is, with Dog the Bounty Hunter, a lot of folks don't know why Dog the Bounty Hunter went to prison. Because they always mention that he went to prison, but they never go into details. You understand that? You notice that? They never go into detail of why Dog the Bounty Hunter went to prison. They're real vague about it. And he went to prison in the 70s. Yeah, he killed somebody. Who did he kill, though? A lot of folks don't know. They say, well, he went to prison for murder because he was involved in a murder. But they don't tell you who. Dog the Bounty Hunter and a group of white supremacists killed a black man in 1976. They don't tell you that. Now, we know that he's a racist piece of shit, because we heard that that audio of him calling black folks all types of niggers and soulless niggers with no soul. I mean, he's a hardcore white supremacist. But in 1976, he was involved in the killing of an innocent black man named Jerry Lee Oliver down there in Texas. I can't think of the name of the city right now. It slips my tongue, but it starts with a P. It's some small city in Texas. They ran up in a black man's house and tried to rob him, and they killed him. They robbed him and they killed the black man. They don't tell you that it was a black dude. And I knew something was up, because when I start looking into the background of that case, all of the people got these real short sentences. And that stood out to me. When I start looking at the details of that case back in 1976, it was in Paris, Texas, by the way. But I looked at the details of the case, and then I looked at the sentencing. The details were gruesome. They went in the man's house trying to rob him, got in the door. They were going to rob his weed. He had marijuana, so they just shot the brother at point-blank range. I'm like, damn, and most of the participants got less than 10 years. Dog got less than 2 years in prison. I'm like, why in the fuck did they walked in somebody's house and killed him? And they got these slaps on the wrist, and then I found out it was a black dude. I said, oh, no wonder. There we go. I mean, it was a racially motivated crime, because after they shot the black man, according to court records, the shooter came out, told Dog the Bounty Hunter, with Dwayne Chapman, that's his real name. He was like, well, that crazy nigger tried to grab the gun. So it was racially motivated. So shame on A&E, the A&E network, for even having that motherfucker up there at all. Wasn't Port Arthur, Texas. It was another place in Texas that starts with the P. Pampa, Texas. There you go. Is it Pampa or Pampa? There it is, Pampa, Texas. That's why Dog the Bounty Hunter, he's a bounty hunter, but he can only bounty hunt in Hawaii. He can't really bounty hunt anywhere else. He does it illegally. Like, he'll go down to Mexico and he'll do it illegally, which he did a couple of times. And that's why he's a fugitive in Mexico. He can't go back to Mexico. He went down there and brought somebody back illegally. But he can't touch criminals anywhere in the continental U.S., really. A lot of folks don't know that. So they have him chasing little drug addicts around Hawaii, and people say, well, that is nothing to that, because you're chasing a bunch of drug addicts who are stuck on a damn island, so there's nothing to that. And he still gets his ass whooped out there. I saw an episode, a couple episodes, where some Hawaiians, he went to the wrong people's houses, and the whole family whooped his ass. The kids was whooping his ass. He's a big fucking punk. Him and that funny shaped weeble wobble ass wife he got. But on that show, you know, they walk around all big and badass. Those are like pepper spray guns. Those aren't even real guns they have on that show. Also, there's another episode where they went up to the bay one time, and I don't know how they were going to try to catch this guy. It was a fugitive. I think he was from Hawaii, but he was in the bay, and they were going to try to catch him, but they went to the wrong cat, and it was like a football player, and they ran up on them Samoans, and them Samoans ran their ass all the way up out of town. And the A&E, you can't even find that episode. They scrubbed the internet and scrubbed the site of that episode. But yeah, I think they got paintball guns. We're talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter. You dig? But I digress, family. But like I said, these feminists, these white feminists, they're team white supremacy, just like with this whole Me Too movement. Like I told you a few weeks ago this was going to happen. They're starting to go after Kobe now. Kobe was supposed to be at some event, and they said he can't be at the event because of the 2003 rape charge. So they dug that out their ass. Again, they're skipping over the hundreds and hundreds of white men in Hollywood with sexual accusations and just going to every black man they could find. I told y'all Kobe was next. They're going after Kobe now. And as they're going after Kobe, they're going out of their way to let Harvey Weinstein off. We all know that they dropped one of the charges. Also, something came out yesterday where there's a police officer who told one of Harvey Weinstein's victims to delete the messages off of her phone. So he got people in law enforcement working with him, trying to get him off. They're all team white supremacy. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you. Understand, these white women ain't gonna go that hard on the white supremacist male. You know, they might kick up a little fuss. Let me explain, black people, and all you sisters out there who think that you're going to find some kind of camaraderie with these white supremacist feminists. There's no camaraderie. The white supremacist feminism is based on them trying to get all the spoils of war. They want more spoils of war. They don't want the white male hogging everything. It's like, look, all the spoils of keeping these Negroes down on their knees, why do you have to hog all of it? Give us some too. That's what that's really about. That's what that's really about. Look at the history of the European woman and European man and their relationship. And our brother John Henry Clark used to break this down very eloquently. Based on the nature in Europe after the Wormian Ice Age, when they're stuck up there in Europe, you're in the cold, you're in a freezing environment, you're probably living in a cave, you're in a very cold, hostile environment with not too many natural resources, the food and whatever sustenance has to be hoarded, it has to be rationed. So the woman's relationship with the man, if the man got tired of the woman and the woman mouthed off or whatever, and he said, get out. Well, she was fucked up. She couldn't. Where's she going to go? If they had an argument or a disagreement, where is the European woman? Where was she going to go? You can't go out there in that hostile, freezing environment by yourself. And other families, you couldn't get in there with them because resources are very limited with them, and that's another mouth to feed. So the European woman during those times, she had to just shut her damn mouth and go along with the program, go along with the beatings and the abuse or whatever. She just had to take that. She had to take it. So she was completely dependent upon the white male. Whereas in Africa, you're in a place with nothing but abundance. The whole starving Africa is recent. Let's be very clear. When we think of Africa and people starving and people crawling around with flies and shit, that's recent. I want black folks to get that in their brains. That starving African shit is recent. The only reason the Africans, if they are starving in certain countries, is countries that are war-torn, and is war-torn orchestrated by the white supremacists. They done gone over there, created a war, went over there and did some scorched earth shit where they done fucked up the earth, fucked up the land, poisoned the water stream. So now the people over there are struggling. That's why you have starving Africans now. That's the only reason. The white supremacists go over there fucking everything up. And then pull the camera out and say, oh, look at little Damiano. He hasn't had a drink of water in a month. I'm Sally Struthers. Give me some money so I can give him some water. And y'all been giving Sally Struthers and all these people millions of dollars for 30 years, and that river is still poisoned. So understand the mindset of the African man and the African woman and the European man and the European woman. The African woman, shit. You say, hey, get out. Okay. So she's used to, like John Henry Clark said, the sisters was used to going out there picking the fruit, picking the herbs. So she was used to working outside. She was the medicine woman. She was used to going outside, living with nature anyway. And plus, they have those big extended families out there who have nothing but abundance. So she wasn't going to be out on her ass. You understand? So the mindset is different. So the white supremacist female now, they'll kick and scream a little bit, but they're still team white supremacy. They're going to back that white supremacist man up. And that's the thing that y'all got to understand. We got to understand that type of shit.
Whereas we got people within black society who still talking crazy coon shit. We still got people in black society who are out here chasing zaddies. Have y'all seen this little, it's a real short interview that's been circulating. These little, these couple of these hood rats talking about they want, one of them talking about she want a light-skinned dude. And this has been circulating. I know y'all have seen or heard this. Listen to this.
All right, what about you? See, I like light-skinned guys, and I think it's just personally because I don't want no nappy head baby.
What?
This chick said, I like light-skinned guys. It's not personal. I just don't want no nappy head-ass baby. Now, these are two chicks sitting up here with long-ass fucking weaves on their nappy heads.
Okay. All right, what about you? See, I like light-skinned guys, and I think it's just personally because I don't want no nappy head baby.
What?
That's what I like, and I like girls who come tall and fit.
Tall and fit.
Yeah, I know that's their name.
With good hair.
That's the good hair.
So they're talking about they want a light-skinned dude so they can have babies with good hair. We still got these type of gutter rats running around poisoning black society. This is why we lose. We got gutter rats out here. We losing with this. This is why when shit goes down, everybody ain't gonna survive. Everybody is not going to survive. This is why we're talking about this manual on today's show. It's called Ethnic Cleansing Operation FM6-2003. Now, if you're looking at the show live now, you can see the cover of the manual. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a real manual. While I'm talking, I want you to Google this right now so you can download it. You can download it for free because all black people need to know about this manual. This manual called FM6-2003 Ethnic Cleansing Operation. This is a manual that was anonymously put out in 2003. Google it while I'm talking because we're going to have school today. Because this is some shit black folks need to understand. While we're fucking around and making twerk videos and goofing around when it comes to white supremacy, these people have been plotting on us straight up and down. This is real. This is a real manual. This manual goes into great detail on how to ethnically cleanse black people from the United States. And they put it out anonymously, but it was somebody in the military who put this out. Somebody who was some kind of higher up on the United States military had to put this out because it's extremely detailed. It's extremely detailed, and every black person need to be aware of this document. It has been circulating around on white supremacist websites for years. And it goes on and on into great detail about how to target black people, how to use the media, how to use lies, how to use propaganda, because it's really talking about white survival. And this is all the way back in 2003. They've been talking about this much longer. But they were talking about raiding National Guard armories and the things you could find in there and using armored vehicles against black communities, how to target black communities, who to watch out for, like watch out for the young black thugs. They were looking at the people who might fight back, the people they might have a problem with. The main people they said were young black thugs and black people with military training, particularly black veterans. So they were talking about taking out black veterans first because they would be the ones who would know how to shoot and they would know how to have to respond in a more strategic way. This is a very serious manual. It also talks about how to surround black communities, how to target water supplies in black communities. It talks about how to bury bodies. This thing is real. This thing is very, very real. They talk about getting black men, women and children and pushing them close to the borders. They also talk about killing white people who hide black people and white women who are in relationships with black people, black men in particular. They talk about killing them in this book. They also talked about that in the Turner Diaries. The Turner Diaries was written in the 1970s. So this is somewhat of a more updated version of the Turner Diaries, but they just didn't do it in a novel form in this one. Now understand, white women who have relationships with black men, those are race traitors and they should be killed. Just this week in Pennsylvania, family, a suspected white supremacist man killed a white woman who had a black boyfriend and a biracial child. It just got killed this week in Pennsylvania. And law enforcement are acting confused about the motive. They're not confused. These people have been plotting this type of shit for years. The same thing happened in Dallas. A white supremacist male killed a white woman, a black child, and a black man down in Texas not too long ago. Do y'all understand these people are not playing around with us? And in this manual, I mean, they got pictures of dead Africans, and I mean, this thing is real heavy. And in this manual, they have a list of all the military bases. They have Amtrak train stations. They're telling white supremacists how to use the train stations. They're telling you which white supremacist groups are going to get on board, who to utilize. So these people are really trying to codify everything. And we out here playing around, trying to make excuses for these people. We out here trying to have gutter sex, thinking that's going to save us. That's not going to save us from these people. Now, the mainstream media, they'll never talk about this, because understand, the mainstream media, they've been covering for these white supremacist groups for the longest. They've been softballing for these guys. They know what their motives are, but the mainstream media, again, they're team white supremacy too. They've deputized these guys. They have deputized these guys. Now, somebody in the chat room said, this is starting to get scary. Don't be scared. You need to come to terms with, look, these people are going to kill us. Either we can die on our knees or we can fight back. We're going to have to get the fear out of here because the fear ain't working. Black folks are going to have to come to terms with the fact that these people are setting it up to wipe us the fuck out, and they can do it. If we're sitting around here scared and depressed and confused, and that's another thing, this whole perpetual confusion that black folks want to delve in. No, that's going to have to stop. This whole perpetual confusion where we're confused all the time, that's going to have to stop. That's going to have to stop. This is why they're practicing with some of the Hispanic immigrants. See, they're practicing right now, rounding people up. You understand? That's just practice. And the thing is, they're really walking on eggshells with how to do it with us, because do you know that black Americans or black people in the Western Hemisphere, I say that, I'll put it on the whole hemisphere, because you do have a history of people in the Caribbean who have put in work. But well, let me look at it in modern times, because I don't see too much anywhere else. But in modern times, I'm talking about in this day and age, right now, the only people who you see who have no problem smacking the fuck out of a white supremacist are black Americans. The only people you see, think about that, the only people who have the balls to slap the fuck out of a white supremacist are black Americans. And not all of us, not even, Hell, not even all of us, but we have enough of us here who will stomp a motherfucker out. You dig? You don't see that anywhere else. I don't see that in Africa. I don't see too many of them smacking the fuck out of these white supremacists out there. You see every blue moon, but a lot of times when some of these other countries where they're black folks, when white daddy and white mommy come around, niggas start dancing and playing the flute and the drums. You say somebody in the UK say, we do it here too. Okay, I don't see too much of it. Well, you know, I have. I've seen a couple of instances in the UK. I have seen a couple of instances in the UK, and I've seen one or two brothers in Amsterdam put in some work too. But on a regular basis, we'll do that shit. Say Muslims put in work. Some of them do. You dig? So they understand that we'll snap on code real quick. And I put that on the whole Western Hemisphere. We'll snap on code at the drop of a hat when we see what the threat is, when we realize what the threat is. See, we know how to get on code. But the thing is with the white supremacists, they don't want to make too bold of a move, because the minute they make a bold move like they're trying to do in this manual, that's the ultimate goal in the manual. They want to start just all outright having open military warfare against us to wipe us out within a matter of like 72 hours. They want to do it real fast. You understand? They want to do that shit real fast. This is why, you know, they try to get us locked up so fast. This is why black folks get locked up for so many frivolous infractions. They want to get as many of us locked up in prison as possible, because in this manual, they talk about how when shit goes down, they want the white supremacists in prison to just liquidate, quote unquote, all the other black inmates. You understand? So when they do something to us, they're going to try to do it very fast, within a matter of hours, or days rather. They're going to have to do it fast, because if we get that spirit of Ogun and there's still a lot of us and we start getting into guerrilla warfare mode, it's a wrap for them, and they know that. You understand? They understand that happened in Haiti. When the Haitians got into guerrilla warfare mode, it was a wrap for them, and everybody got on code. It was a wrap for the white supremacists. You dig? But the thing is, I always ask this question. I always tell black people to ask this question to themselves. And I'm going to ask the chat room while we're live right now. Let's look at Nazi Germany and how they ethnically cleansed, or tried to completely ethnically cleanse Nazi Germany. They ended up killing 6 million people in Nazi Germany. I'm asking the chat room, and I've asked this question many times. What could the victims, in hindsight, of white supremacy in Nazi Germany, what could they have done to prevent that ethnic cleansing that happened there? I want people to answer that question, and I've asked that question several times, and nobody can really come up with an answer. We're talking about hindsight. What could the victims of white supremacy, because I'm using that term because not only they killed Jews, they killed black people in Nazi Germany, they killed gypsies, they killed a lot of people in Nazi Germany. What could they have done to prevent 6 million people getting annihilated over there? You understand? Ask yourself that question all the time. Some people said leave Germany. Some of them tried to. Some of the wealthy people did leave Germany. Albert Einstein, Sigmund Freud, a lot of people did leave. But everybody couldn't leave. Understand? There were a lot of poor people who could not leave. You understand? Somebody said fight back. Okay. Understand what they did in Nazi Germany. First of all, you know, they started attacking the children. They attacked the children. They started diagnosing the children with all these different illnesses, with all these behavior illnesses, with Asperger. Understand, Asperger, which that's a form of autism. Asperger, that's the name of a Nazi doctor. Asperger is the name of a Nazi doctor. So they got a lot of children and started to euthanize the children over there. Then they started putting fluoride in the water over there, poisoning the people with that fluoride. What does that sound like? It sounds like Flint, Michigan, don't it? So they were doing all types of stuff before it led up to the ovens. They were doing a lot of stuff before it got to the ovens. We got to understand that. You dig? Some people are saying they could have done nothing. Oh, well, don't do nothing then. Just lay there and just wait on your turn to get annihilated. These people got these books out. Some people, and maybe some of these people in the chat room are white supremacists themselves. But black folks, you're going to have to prepare yourself mentally. Warfare is mental. Every black person in America who's not a coon, you should prepare yourself mentally every day for these white supremacists to enact what they're putting out in these manuals like this. You should psychologically prepare yourself. Get your family prepared. You should be ready. You should be training. Y'all should be stockpiling weapons using the Second Amendment and preparing yourself for what these white supremacists have been preparing for years. That's all they do. They think about us and what they can do to harm us. And then they put stuff in the movies to send messages to each other. These purge movies are based on books like these and manuals like these. Again, I broke, remember the episode of the purge that I broke down? In the last purge, how they were on, was it Long Island? I think they were on Long Island, if I'm not mistaken, in the last purge. And they were showing, and in the last purge, this was the most blatant one. They had white supremacist groups killing black people in the last purge. They just straight up said it. They had these white supremacists looking like the ones that were in Charlottesville going up in black churches, slaughtering black people. All that's in this manual right here. Them targeting black churches. All of that is in this manual right here. Was it Staten Island? It was Staten Island. Okay. So they closed off Staten Island so nobody can get in, nobody can get out. Had these white supremacist groups targeting all the black folks. They were showing Negroes having a purge party, and the message was, hey, don't be fooled by all these dumb sleep Negroes partying until their death. Don't be fooled by them, because you might have small pockets of militant black folks, which that was the star of the movie. The star of the movie was a militant black dude. They were like, these are the ones you better watch out for. You understand? So they're sending messages with their movies and everything. While our children out here twerking, talking about they want a light skin and a white man to have non-nappy head babies, we out here talking this dumbass plantation stupid shit. White children are out here training in the woods with guns. And also, did y'all see a video up in Ohio? There were two black boys. One was 11, one was 13. They had a toy BB gun. Somebody tried to pull a Tamir Rice on them, and they called the police on these boys. The police was called on these little black boys by suspected white supremacists as usual. And then the cop came out here giving them this speech, and I want to see if I could find the speech that he was giving them about having that toy gun. Let me find that real quick, because I want y'all to hear this. And the white supremacists were kind of patting themselves on the back with with this story. Okay, this is it right here. Let me see if the speech is on here. Hold on 1 second. Wait, a commercial, YouTube commercial. Y'all bear with me. These goddamn YouTube commercials, I hate them. And hopefully this is the right video. And it's not letting me skip through the damn video. And I have to sit through the whole thing to see if this is the right one. All right, here it is. Okay.
It's all over the country. Because you know where I was at? I'm driving with my friend, okay?
Yes, sir.
And we're talking, and then all of a sudden a gun run comes in. So we're driving down the road, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And they call in, and they say, there's two young male blacks, one with all red pants and a blue sweatshirt.
Okay, now this is the body cam of this police officer. So he's explaining to them, because they had a BB gun, and he's explaining why he had to pull them over and all this. So listen to this. And they're propping this cop up like he's a hero and he's a good cop. And they're propping this guy up. Hold on. And there's two little black boys here.
And one wearing red and black. They look really young and they just flashed a gun. Okay. Do you think, listen, here's the deal. Okay. You had to show somebody because how the hell did they know you had it?
I ain't showing nobody. I know I was just holding it like running like this.
Okay, you can't do that, dude. In today's world.
Okay, the little boy was like, I didn't flash it. I was just holding it regular. Which he was. He was just playing with a toy gun. And the cop's like, you can't do that, dude. Hold on.
Okay, you can't do that, dude. In today's world. Listen, yes. That thing looks real, bro.
I'm so sorry.
You should be sorry, and you should be scared.
You should be sorry, and you should be scared. Why? See, the cop is reprimanding this kid, but not telling him why. In this world, in today's world, dude, why? See, they're reprimanding these children, but not telling them why it's dangerous. Because understand, a toy gun ain't illegal. He keeps saying in today's world, look, a toy gun is not illegal. A toy gun is not illegal. In Ohio, a real goddamn gun ain't illegal. Ohio is an open carry state, by the way. A real gun is not illegal in Ohio, let alone a toy gun. Now, I know that black children shouldn't be out there with a gun, a toy gun. Black children shouldn't be outside, period, by themselves. But he's not explaining why. This is the problem that I have. He's not explaining why. He's not telling them because there's a bunch of white supremacists like him that'll kill you. He's not telling them why. He's making it seem like they're doing something wrong. It's their fault that the white supremacists are out here killing black folks. See, this is the problem.
Yes, sir.
If that was a different cop, bro, he killed me. And you put it out, you should have just, I got it right here.
No, I didn't want to shoot out there.
I know you didn't want me to shoot. You think how old are you, boy?
11 years old.
How old are you, young man?
13.
Do you think I want to shoot an 11-year-old? Do you think I want to shoot a 13-year-old? Do I honestly look like the type of dude that wants to shoot anybody?
Yes, sir.
But do I look like the type of dude that will shoot somebody?
Yes, sir.
All right. I pride myself being pretty bad.
What the fuck is that? Do I look like somebody who will shoot some? What are you low-key threatening them? What's that, boy? How do you, boy? I mean, this motherfucker sounds like a slave catcher. How do you, boy? He sounds like a goddamn slave catcher. And the police department retweeted this as if the white man is a hero. And I saw some goofy-ass Negroes. Oh, thank you. He's such a good cop. We need more of them. You fucking idiots.
Bad hombre, right?
Yes, sir.
Because I gotta be.
Yes, sir.
Don't make me.
Yes, sir.
I pull up on...
Don't make me? The fuck is you talking about? You threatening a couple of fucking 11 and a 13-year-old talking about don't make me? For what? Don't make you? For what? Kids playing with a damn toy? Don't make you? Get the fuck out of here.
And I'm not going to lie to you, you know, doing cop stuff, I drew down on him. Man, while I'm rolling up on him in the car, he freaks out.
Now he's talking to the mom, and the cop is like, yeah, I drew down on him. Yeah, you drew down on 11 and a 13-year-old.
He freaks out. And he starts to pull the gun out of his waistband.
He could have shot you for that. You know that?
He dropped it real fast, and I didn't know it was a BB gun until it hit the sidewalk. regardless of what people say about the dudes wearing this uniform, okay, we care, all right?
If you don't get the fuck out of here, man, if you don't get the hell out of here with this bullshit, we care. You're the ones, you're infiltrated by white supremacists. White supremacists have infiltrated law enforcement. Why are you threatening these children for playing with a toy? A toy isn't illegal.
We legitimately care. I've been in the military. I've been overseas. I'm a police officer. I've had to do things that I hope that your generation never has to do. Having said that, the last thing I ever want to do is shoot an 11-year-old man.
An 11-year-old man? What the fuck are you talking about? An 11-year-old man? And some of you Negroes propping him up? This white supremacist piece of garbage making it seem like he's doing somebody a favor by not killing him? An 11-year-old man? Get the fuck out of here, you goofy Negroes that prop that up. Oh, Lord, thanks, you. Don't shoot me.
Because your life hasn't even gotten started yet. And it could have ended.
Right.
Because I wouldn't have missed. I could have killed you. I want you to think about that tonight when you go to bed. You could be gone. Everything you want to do in this life could have been over.
And they're propping this dude up, and that's it. I mean, he up here threatening this kid. I could have killed you. I could have killed you. And the kid is like, well, the kid is thinking, shit, for what? I'm a kid playing with a toy. He's bragging about how he could have killed a damn 11-year-old. That's why we got to be on top of our goddamn game. The white supremacists are propping this dude up. They're trying to give this dude props for not shooting a child, playing with the toy. I'm not giving you props for not shooting a damn 11-year-old black kid because he's playing with a toy. Because y'all don't shoot white kids when they got real guns shooting up schools. You don't shoot them. You're not giving them an Easter speech. You're not telling the white kid who done shot up a school or shot up a church. You're not telling them, hey, man, I could have killed you, dude. You could have been gone, dude. Your life could have been gone, bro. You could have been, come on, 13-year-old man. You could have been dead, dude. They don't do that with them. They sit up and say, well, damn, you got mental issues. You didn't know no better. But what this was about, this was really, wasn't about no damn gun, wasn't about no BB gun. It was about, hey, you blacks, don't be over here close to a white neighborhood, because they must have been somewhere near a white neighborhood. And this is what they do when it comes to ethnically cleansing. They have to draw the lines. They have to draw geographic lines to let black folks know you can't go in this area. You go in this area, you could be killed. That's what that was really about. Don't walk over here into a neighborhood you ain't supposed to be in. That's what this police officer, race soldier, was really talking about. Threatening these kids, talking about he could have killed them. You would have been gone. I wouldn't miss. But he's not explaining why. Are we not supposed to play with BB guns as children? If that's the case, why make it legal to sell a BB gun? If that's the case, y'all should make it illegal to sell a BB gun. You should make it illegal to have toy guns if that's the case. Don't threaten these black children and then turn it around like you're doing a damn favor. And I understand these slick-ass white supremacists propping him up, because they got the same white supremacist views. But when I see a couple of goofy Negroes sitting up here praising that, y'all need y'all asses whooped. This is why you can't reason with these white supremacists, family. It's beyond reason. These white supremacists are planning and plotting to ethnically cleanse us. And they act like they're doing us a favor when they don't do it. This is why we got to be on top of our game. We got to have a military mindset. When we walk out that house, we better be cognizant of what's happening at all times. See, the thing is with black folks, we like to get into a lot of hemming and hawing, screaming and yelling, crying and fussing. We like to get into a whole bunch of hand clapping. See, no. You got to calm all that bullshit down. You got to calm that down. You ever see these videos where black folks about to get into an altercation and niggas start yelling and screaming? That's fear. When you're doing all that yelling at the top of your lung, fuck all that shit, nigga. Fuck all that. Get off me, man. Man, I'll blow this motherfucker up. God damn it. You better go. You know, that's fear. See, we got to get that generation to stop that shit. We got to stop that. There's a video I posted on my Twitter. There was some kind of altercation in a restaurant. And you don't see what happened before. It comes right in where this white guy, he's grabbing a black dude's arm, and then the black man snatches his arm away, and then the white guy touches the black man's face. And without saying a word, the black man was standing there, didn't say a word. It looked like an OG. That black dude hauled off and slapped the living shit out of that dude without saying a word. Wasn't no yelling, screaming. That brother didn't mumble one word. He just hauled off and immediately slapped this motherfucker down. He slapped this dude so hard, the dude fell down, hit the back of his head on a counter, and just laid there. Then the brother had to help him up to get him on up out the building. And there was some other black folks in there, one brother filming, real calm, real quiet, real cool. Wasn't all that yelling world star. Wasn't all that goofball moist giggling. None of that. You handle your business and you handle it quietly. Because when you're quiet, you're more tactical. When you're quiet, you're more strategic. When you're quiet, you're thinking more about what you need to do. You're assessing things. And the minute that white supremacist suspect touched that brother, he gave him the hand of Ogun and neutralized the threat real quick. No emotion, none of that. We got to stop this emotional bullshit. Talking about what shouldn't be done to us. Man, this is wrong. This shouldn't be happening. Lord, why is this dude doing this? I is good people. It don't matter. That doesn't matter. These people are stepping to you with a wartime mentality. You have to retaliate and protect yourself with a wartime mentality against these white supremacists putting out manuals on how to kill you. You understand? We got to stop playing with that. That brother was on code. But every time you see videos of Negroes yelling and screaming, fuck all that, man. Fuck all that. I'm going to call you Walmart Wendy. God damn it. Why are you fucking with me? Leave me alone. Fuck all that. You know, No. We got to get off that. Another. I'm done with giving these people these little cute names. Corner Store Carol. Backyard Barbecue Becky. I'm done with all these cute names. Fuck that. Because this is not a joke. This ain't no time to deal with these people in a cute manner. These people are very dangerous. We got to understand some of these people are trying to get initiated into white supremacist organizations when they're pulling these little stunts like that. This thing is more dangerous than a lot of us realize. So you got to say what it is. Call it what it is. This is a white supremacist suspect. And this white supremacist suspect is potentially dangerous. And they are a threat to me and my family. I'm going to have to neutralize that threat. You understand? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have y'all tuning in. But again, get that manual, Ethnic Cleansing Operation FM6 2003. Read what these white supremacists are planning and plotting. And you'll see how all of this is coming to fruition right now. Every black person needs to study this manual and share this manual to let everybody else know what's going on and what these fuckers are planning on doing. and they're in the process of doing it now. Anyway, y'all, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 4, Hidden Colors 5 coming next year. We're working on that now. As a matter of fact, I'll be in D.C. next week doing some filming out there for HC5. Ladies and gentlemen, get your Malema shirts at HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and get your tickets to see us, Mink Slide, Tariq Nasheed, Mink Slide in Atlanta, December 22nd, MinkSlide.com, ladies and gentlemen. And I will holler at you this Sunday.